Mistakes were made. The first wasn't even something I did. It was only a germ of an idea. Fleeting, but infectious. I had just sat on the toilet and was mulling over the day's to-dos and why didn't I's when a single thought shot past all the rest. I want out. Maybe it was the photo I had seen on my phone moments earlier. One of my college friends was on vacation yet again and had posted a shot of the vast Caribbean horizon beyond her sandy pedicured toes. A novel was on her lap, closed to highlight the cover, and presumably her sculpted thighs. The caption noted that a cabana boy had fetched the cocktail she was holding in her free hand. I glanced down at my own legs, which were not so much toned as two-toned. I had recently read that making it through mothering alive required putting on your own oxygen mask before assisting others. Alas, I had failed to make the connection between survival and sunscreen. But my sudden desire to be somewhere else was probably less envy and more the result of my second child screaming through the half-inch gap where the bathroom door failed to meet the frame. Mommy! Mom! Mommy! Miles, can I not have one whole minute of peace? The answer to this wasted breath of a question would remain no for another 12 years and 2 months. Not that I was counting. Go attempt to wake up your father. Then the door flung open, and there stood my son, tight fists resting on his narrow hips. His face was contorted with a mix of lingering rage and the fresh pleasure of ratting out his older sister. "Stevie called me a rumpled foreskin," he announced. Still perched on the toilet, I turned and tucked my chin to my shoulder to stifle a laugh. When I had composed myself, I looked over at him. "Well, that's a silly thing to say. What do I always tell you about how to respond to someone who's mean to you?" He smiled angelically. "Punch them in the tenders." Sweetheart, if you do that and tell people I told you to, you're going to end up living with Cookie.